It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
GR.
Welcome back, everyone. Got a beautiful day here in our Amherst studios, though. Should get up to, I think, around 90, so it is going to be a hot one this afternoon. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And I do want to remind you that coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is presented by Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it, and brought to you in part by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport. Josh, we heard there from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. It sounds like practice is getting a little spicy with some altercations. Nothing too serious. But
seeing the picture, it looked like everyone that could have been involved was just kind of in a pile.
Yeah.
Maybe not all fighting, but
Definitely yelling.
The big group of guys. And then off to the side, you just have Tyler Bass standing there with his hands on his hips like, guys, come on.
Just hanging out.
What are we doing?
Yeah, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
Looks like a disappointed, like, I don't even know. Just
dad.
He just looks disappointed.
He's a disappointed father. So, Josh, you had, obviously, as you mentioned, you had a fun trip. You were in the New England area. You, though, on one of your last days, got to go to a polo match, which I will say, as an ignorant American, did not know polo matches even existed here. I thought that was something for just English aristocrats and literally no one else.
Well, let me tell you what. Big part of the crowd. I mentioned this earlier with Jeremy and Joe. The entire atmosphere was a relaxed Bills tailgate.
You had, like, the entire time?
Yes. You had tents, you had coolers, you had grills, you had chairs, you had all these people, just tables of food, everyone hanging out. Like, you had friends like with their tents set up next to each other. There was like a grandstand area, which is where we sat. And then in front of that, like right along, literally 6 feet from the sideline where the horses are galloping past you like super fast, there's just tables and people watching. Just hanging out.
Interesting.
It was super cool. Like I said, it was very much more relaxed than a Bills tailgate. You didn't have people jumping through tables. You didn't have things being set on fire. Like, it wasn't anything like that. But you had people playing cornhole. You had people cooking food and sharing food and going to other tents to see their friends and stuff. And that part of it was really, really cool. I didn't expect that at all. But there was a lot of the rich English aristocratic types in there.
That feeling there.
We all got dressed up real fancy, and that was kind of fun.
I think the thing is, like, that's something that, like, I just would never once in my life, unless I'm invited by, like, my girlfriend's family or it's my family, like, hey, we're going to do this. I'd be like, do I have to go?
Doesn't really fit my vibe. It was extremely cheap. It was $30 a ticket.
I love that. That's fantastic.
And I was like, you know what? Honestly, it was fun enough where I'd probably go again.
Right. But even before you saw the $30 ticket price, you're like, got an open mind now.
Yeah, but I was like also like, I was like, I don't know if this is going to be worth $30, but it was pretty well worth $30. I mean, we saw a lot of crazy stuff happen. I had no idea. I went in completely blind to how this game was played.
Yep.
We took in the Governor's Cup, which is this tournament that goes on pretty much all day.
Okay.
We saw the the bronze medal game and the final game. The Rhode Island governor presented the trophy when the team that won. The defending champions were playing in the final. The games only lasted like 30 to 45 minutes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it depends.
Well, that makes sense because you got the horses too. That makes sense.
Right. But you change out the horses. So they don't have they don't have periods or quarters. They have chuckers. Each chucker, each chucker lasts 7.5 minutes, and depending on the tournament, there could be 4 to 6. For this one, there were 4. When we first got there, we got there a little late, so we missed the beginning of the third place game. It was 3-2 when we first got there, and then we're in the second chucker, I think, halfway through it. By the end of the game, the final score in that game was 14-3.
Oh, wow. Okay.
One guy on that team that won that game, the third place spot, was named Kanga Manga.
Okay.
Don't understand it at all.
Phenomenal.
But okay. One guy on that team scored 3 goals in 1 minute with a running clock, by the way. It's not a
big
stop.
Big-time players
step
up in big-time
games. The clock does not stop. It runs the whole time, and he scored 3 goals in 1 minute. The other interesting thing, when you score a goal, the sides switch. So if I score on the left, I'm now shooting on the right. When I score on the right, I shoot on the left. It's super weird. Did not understand that at all at first. I was like, what are they doing? They're shooting at their own net. That was strange. There is a halftime break, but it's basically just between the two games. So since there's only 4 chuckers, you play the 4, and I was like, oh, it's halftime. And the divot thing that someone tweeted in at us, at me and Derek, before I left, we all went out on the field and stomped in divots. Because as the horses run, or as you swing your mallet, it creates a divot. So you actually...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to go out on the field, walk around, take pictures, mind out for the horse poop, but you could stomp in divots, take some pictures. We ended up being out there long enough where the horses started to come back out for the next game, which we didn't know it was the next game, but we were like, oh, this is a two completely different teams. And we took a picture with one of the guys on his horse. So that was kind of cool. And it was also, you know, people were starting to, like, workers were yelling at us like, hey, you got to get out of here.
Yeah, you got to move now.
But we were like, no, we got to get a picture with this horse. But all these horses change out every thing, every chucker. So now you have a different guy, or you have the same guy or girl, because it's the only contact sport where men and women play together on a consistent basis.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
You had men and women playing on these horses. The ref is called an umpire. He does not ride a zebra, unfortunately.
That's upsetting.
A dog ran onto the field.
Nice, good,
like
good.
Someone's dog. People were there with their dogs. People had, you know, it was whole families. It was families with dogs. This little dog runs out onto the field, which was kind of terrifying because there's horses.
Big horses.
Every goalie switch ends. I'm reading through my notes here. I took a lot of notes. They have an announcer, a play-by-play guy. He talks the whole time during the game, live over the speakers. So as it's happening, you're hearing him talk about it.
Yeah, it's not like you need to turn on your radio or anything like that. He is doing purposes.
It would be like Chris Brown commentating the entire Bills game over the PA speakers in the stadium.
Interesting. Okay.
And it was really weird, but it was also helpful. He was explaining what was going on.
Yeah, because you're
like,
lost.
He's like, if everyone new is here, this is what's happening. This is why this is going on.
Okay.
But essentially, it's soccer on horses.
Cool.
It's fun, but it's just soccer on horses.
I'd never go. I have a deep fear of horses. I don't trust them.
What?
I do not trust horses. I don't like them at all. Yeah, I don't like them. This is a fear I discovered in my teens, and it has never gone away as I've gotten older. I don't like horses. It's not as bad as snakes for me.
Okay. I don't like spiders, but that's because they're creepy.
It's very different reasons. I don't trust horses at all.
Wow.
I don't like them.
Did you have a bad altercation with a horse or something?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I've ridden on a horse before, no problem, and I was white-knuckling the reins the entire time.
Really?
I can't understand it. I don't want to understand it because I've just kind of accepted it, but no. Like I'm watching like the equestrian events like today too, and like, you know, my dad walks up, he's like, "What? Oh, whatever," and he just moves on, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, This is like one of like the few events in the Olympics like I would never want to like try. Like I watch fencing and I'm like, oh, dude, 10-year-old Zach would want to do that.
I watch all of the Summer Olympic Games and I'm like, yeah, I could do that.
100%.
Like with enough training, I can be a runner.
I could do that. Like maybe not think that about well, but
no,
I can
but
do
like,
it.
No, but like think about it. With enough training, you can run fast.
Yeah, you just may not be an Olympian, but
right. But with enough training, you can be an Olympic fencer, I think.
See, I don't know. That's a lot of hand-eye coordination.
The United States women's Olympic fencer is like a full-time lawyer or something. I saw a post this morning.
That's awesome.
Of like her being like, oh, yeah, gotta take a break from my day job.
That's so much hand-eye coordination, though.
But come
reflexes
on,
like, gotta be like through the roof.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. You can develop that.
I think you can develop to be like, okay, solid.
I'm convinced that
you're gonna get murdered.
I'm convinced there's like half of the sports in the Olympics, an average person can train for like 5 years and be good.
5 years, that is not a long time realistically.
No. But think about it, it's so much like running is so much different than playing ice hockey or even playing football.
I mean, sure, but like, I was a swimmer. Like I swam in college and I wasn't even close to the Olympics.
True.
I did that for 12 years.
But that's I feel like there's more technique to that, though.
What, swimming?
Running.
No, there's technique to running, too. Proper breathing, where your arms are moving. You have to run in a straight line, which is far harder than I think people realize, like, that you're not moving so much.
True.
There's a lot to it, man. There's a lot to it.
These sports are hard. I would love for the Olympics to just have a random, like, average person competing just to prove how good the other people are. It's like the litmus test.
Here's an average person running the 100-meter dash. Right. Now we're going to see these unbelievable athletes run just to show that everyone sitting on the couch, you, that,
hey,
that
but
it
then,
is actually
but then
different.
You know what? My argument will be put to rest. It's no longer, hey, an average person can train and just do this. Like, it's proven.
I don't think an average person can train and do these things.
I don't know. But hey, real quick, some other ending stuff on polo.
Oh, yes.
They have fouls.
I would hope so.
My favorite one, and I wish other sports would somehow implement this, but people would get so mad. If you commit a foul and the goal is deemed imminent by the refs, there's two refs.
Okay.
If the goal is deemed that it's going to happen if there wasn't a foul or whatever, you're just given a goal.
Huh.
You don't have to take a penalty shot. You don't have to do anything. You're just given a goal.
Okay.
It speeds the game up. It makes things so much simpler. And it just was so much more like, oh, that makes sense. Like, that's common sense.
It speeds everything along.
The ball was about to go in and someone did something illegal. Let's just give them an advantage now. No. The ball was about to go in and someone did something illegal. It's a goal. Because there's not a goalie.
Yeah.
It's just you're hitting
it. Yeah.
You're hitting it towards two big posts. And that's also terrifying. The horse, I saw like six horses almost run headfirst into these posts at full speed. And I'm like, man, that's terrifying.
And there's
a guy standing behind the post too, like with a little flag to wave like when the ball goes in. And it's like, he's just hanging out.
He's just hanging out.
But the game that we saw, the final, the defending champions won. It goes to a shootout. It was tied 7-7 and it went to a shootout. During the entirety of the shootout, they played Thunderstruck. Like, just a repeat of the chorus of Thunderstruck until the guy was shooting.
That does not fit polo at all.
It was so funny, but it was so good. With the shootouts, they start at the 40-yard mark. Each player shoots.
Okay.
If you miss, which is what happened with one guy,
yep.
And the next guy makes it, then you move back to the 60. If the guy that already made it scores and you don't, the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened in ours.
All right.
So,
okay.
Aspetuck, that was the name of the team. They won, or they lost. The Avery was the name of the other team. They won their second title in a row. Again, no idea of any part of this going into it, and I kind of liked it. It was kind of fun. And it was so fast. We were there for 2 hours, and we watched two games.
It's a big reason why I've gotten into Formula One. Like, it's fast cars, but I'm done in 2 hours.
Exactly.
So it frees up the day. All right, we got to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll listen back to Bills special teams coordinator Matthew Smiley from yesterday with the media. That's all coming up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show right here on WGR.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.